People should know what's in store if they plan on getting a ferret as a pet, says the Vancouver Island Ferret Education and Rescue Team. The team works exclusively with ferrets, taking in ferrets and fostering them while working to find forever homes. Without a shelter, the organization relies exclusively on foster families. Christine Dixon, the group's vice president and foster coordinator, said the animals make good companions and compared them to two-year-old children, due to the animals' mischievous, bouncy and needy nature. "They need us," Dixon said. "You open up their cage door and it's like a herd of puppies coming at you, and they all just want your attention and love and it's so awesome." That being said, the animals aren't for everyone. Dixon warned that ferrets require special care that many dog or cat owners might not be aware of, or prepared for. "Buying your average cat food isn't enough for them, it can actually cause all sorts of health issues," she said. "Once they come into the rescue, they're transitioned to a raw diet, which is their healthiest diet. The diet also impacts their smell." Dixon said that while there is going to be a bit of an odor if the animals don't have their scent glands removed, it will be mild. In informational brochures, the VI Ferret team includes a number of key recommendations people should know before bringing home a ferret. These include avoiding keeping them in a cage, as it stresses the ferrets out and makes them nippy, accepting that they won't always use their litter box, and acknowledging that due to the species' unique veterinary requirements, a costly vet bill isn't an if, it's a when. Dixon said the two main reasons people choose to give up the animals include housing, with many buildings not allowing pets, as well as expensive health issues the owners aren't prepared for. "A lot of people are having to move because of cost right now. Ferrets, because they're an exotic pet, are on a lot of excluded lists where you're not allowed to have them," she said. "I sympathize with it, but at the same time it's incredibly hard to get them and it's incredibly hard for their owners to give them up. I wish more landlords could take them on." To find out more, or to volunteer, people can go to www.vifert.ca or email the organization at info@vifert.com. If you're thinking about getting a ferret, definitely come check out our website. "Any questions, feel free to give us a call, we're all volunteers but we're very knowledgeable," Dixon said.